Dreamscape presents The Folded Clock by Heidi Julewitz, narrated by Tavia Gilbert. June 21st. Today I wondered, what is the worth of a day? Once a day was long. It was bright and then it wasn't. Meals happened and school happened and sports practice maybe happened. And 2 days from this day, there would be a test or an English paper would be due, or there would be a party for which I'd been waiting, it would seem, for years. Days were ages. Love bloomed and died in a day. Rages flared and were forgotten and replaced by new rages, also forgotten. Within a day, there were discernible hours and clocks with hands that ticked out each new minute. I would think, will this day never end? By nightfall, I'd feel like a war had been fought. I was wounded. Sleep was not enough to heal me. Days would linger in my nerves, aftershocks registered on the electrical plane. Days made a physical impact. Days could hurt. Not anymore. The day no longer exists. The smallest unit of time I experience is the week. But in recent years, the week, like the penny, has also become a uselessly small currency. The month is, more typically, the smallest unit of time I experience. But truthfully, months are not so noticeable either. Months happen when things are, with increasing rapidity, due. Tuitions are due, and rent is due, and the health insurance is due. A month is marked not by a sense that time has passed, but by a series of automated withdrawals. I look at my bank account near zero and realize it must be March. Since I am suddenly 10 years older than I was.